It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. Every Rockies fan has a story. Why they love the team, the feeling of going to the ballpark, and what a spot in the World Series would mean. For Joan Bloom and Natty Zola, it's also about connecting as grandmother and grandson. Joan lives in Boulder, Natty moved away and now lives in Connecticut, and they spoke with Dan Myers.
Joan and Natty, welcome to Colorado Matters. So what is it like to see the Rockies in the playoffs?
I'm so excited, I'm telling myself not to be.
You're fighting for control here. Natty,
yes.
What about you?
You know, being a lifelong Rockies fan, or as long as the team's been around, it's a joy to have them be such a fluid, aggressive, entertaining team, and to make the playoffs is just an added bonus.
Joan, tell me about the last Rockies game you saw.
It was the last game of the season, Sunday, September 30th, and we sit where we usually sit, which is up in the 300 level, right behind home plate, which are really good seats. And the interesting thing about that game was that in order for the Rockies to progress, the Brewers had to beat the Padres, and the Phillies had to beat the Mets. And on the scoreboard in the field, they don't post that score until after play. But a lot of us listened to radios during the game. Gradually, the Brewers were up 4-3, and then you'd hear this kind of rumble through the crowd. And they hadn't posted the score because the play was going on. And that was so fun because the rumble happened twice, when the radio people heard it and then when it was posted on the scoreboard.
Now, Natty, what about you and your most recent Rockies game?
My most recent game was actually the second game in Philadelphia, the playoff game. Being on the East Coast, it's hard to get back for Rockies games, but once they were in the playoffs, another friend from Colorado and I drove down to Philadelphia, paid 7 times face value for tickets, but, you know, these are slim experiences in the history of the Rockies, so we were not going to miss it for anything.
Joan, tell me about how you became a fan of the Rockies.
Well, it's his fault, Natty's fault.
Yeah?
I was never a sports fan of any kind, and Natty, when he was about 11 or 12, he was very much into sports, the Broncos and the Rockies. And he had gone to spring training and had his picture taken with his mother and Andre Scalarraga. Natty came home, and he was so proud. He showed me this photograph. He says, "Look, Omi," that's what my grandchildren call me, Omi. "Look, Omi, look, here's me with Andre Scalarraga." And I felt like a criminal. I said, "Well, who's Andre Scalarraga?"
You did not do that.
I did.
You didn't recognize the name of the first baseman for the Rockies?
No, I didn't know anything. And I saw his beautiful little face fall, and I felt horrible. So I decided that I was going to learn about baseball. So I read a lot of books and watched games, and then I also watched the Ken Burns baseball programs.
Joan, do you have a favorite player right now?
Yes, who's at bat? No, well, of course, everybody loves Todd because he's been such a stalwart.
Todd Helton,
I think the one I think that doesn't get enough recognition is the catcher, Jorge Torrealba, because he's there all the time, and that's the toughest job in baseball.
Natty, what is that like, hearing that story about how your grandmother became a fan?
It's a joy. It's a treat. You know, I used to joke, and I still joke, that I've created a monster. And I think it's really true. She's amazing. She understands the intricacies of the game. She knows all the rules. And she understands the game, you know, for the beauty of the game. And, you know, this is just another thing where we connect. And we talk about baseball on the phone. We talk about life. And, you know, I think that that's a special bond that we have together.
Joan, do you have any game day rituals that you care to share?
Only since the playoffs have come up. When I'm watching the game at home, I always stand up when there are 2 outs.
Just at home?
Yeah.
Nobody's watching. You just stand up and...
Well, it doesn't matter. It's the ritual. And I've worn the same clothes for games for the last 3 weeks. I mean, I wash them, but I do wear them. And I put on a necklace that one of my older daughters gave me, and I haven't taken it off. And I'm wearing the same necklace and earrings for the last 3 weeks.
Well, Natty, what about you and superstitions? Can you top your grandmother's?
I can, unfortunately. I'm not really superstitious, but I think superstitions are fun, and it's a way to connect with the game. So I wear the same Rockies shirt and hat. I've worn them for about, I guess, the last month, since September 15th. And every game I wear the shirt, I wear the hat. I haven't washed the shirt, unlike Omi, Joan.
Okay.
So I don't have many fans of myself during the game.
So you're watching alone.
Right, exactly. And then another thing was actually at that Phillies-Rockies game I went to, I was in the outfield during batting practice, and a ball was hit to the wall, and Ubaldo Jimenez, the pitcher for the Rockies, the young pitcher, a ball rolled to the wall, and he picked it up. And he noticed me with my purple and black Rockies shirt on in the sea of red and white, and he threw me the ball. So now I have this, you know, lucky baseball that I've been carrying with me now for since that game, so I guess a week, and it will not leave my side anytime the Rockies are playing, I'll tell you that much.
So you guys developed this love of baseball together, but now one of you is in Connecticut, one of you is in Colorado. Do you get to watch any games together ever?
Yeah.
We watch a few
Natty,
on
when
the
Natty's
phone.
Home, he comes over when there's a game on. But Natty always calls us when he's at a different ballpark. I have saved on my phone more phone messages from Natty from Wrigley Field, the Mets, Philadelphia. What other games did you go to as you called me, Natty?
Yankees
games. Yeah.
Well, Natty, you said you went to that playoff game against the Phillies. Will you try to get back to any of the coming games against the Diamondbacks here in Colorado?
Yeah, I hope to be back this week. Well, I am coming back this weekend. And, you know, we were thinking about going to the game, but I think instead we're going to have a little powwow at my grandmother's house with all the family, and we'll watch it together there. So I think that we'll all be there in our lucky Rockies gear, and I still won't have washed my shirt.
And your grandmother will be standing up at certain times during the game. You'll
It'll be
ready
its
for
own
that.
Little dance.
Well, Natty, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And Joan, thank you, too.
You're welcome.
Joan Bloom and her grandson, Natty Zola, are Colorado Rockies fans. We learned about their love of baseball through the Public Insight Network, where people help KCFR cover the news by sharing their expertise and their interests. You can join. Go to kcfr.org and click on Public Insight.